Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, beginning at verse 13. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were going to a town named Emmaus. Jesus came near and began walking with them, and they were kept from recognizing him. Then he said, "What are these things you are talking about?" The two followers stopped, looking very sad. They wondered if he was the only one who hadn't heard about the crucifixion, resurrection, and disappearance of Jesus. Then, starting with what Moses and all the prophets had said about him, Jesus began to explain everything that had been written about himself in the scriptures. So they drew near to the village to which they were going. He acted as if he was going farther, but they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at a table with them, he took the bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened and they recognized him. As we move through this Lenten season and toward Easter in a month from now, and as we continue to seek out our purpose in this one time around journey that we've been given in life, I want us to look at a moment which occurred a few days after that first Easter Sunday. We see in the scripture that we read, followers of Christ walking away discouraged from all that had just occurred in Jerusalem. Things haven't worked out the way they had hoped with Jesus, the way they were supposed to, waiting for the long-promised Messiah. He was supposed to come and sit on the throne to save Israel, taking over the rule from the Roman government. Instead, what he did, he was rejected by the chief priests, condemned to die, crucified, and buried in a tomb. They heard that some women had gone to the tomb that morning but couldn't find his body and were saying that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. But nobody could find Jesus. He seemed to have disappeared. God hasn't done what they thought he would do, what he was supposed to do. Disappointment and despair and maybe a little anger have set into their lives because of their unmet expectations. Discouraged, to say the very least. Ever been there? Discouraged like they were? Or worse? Maybe not. Well, that's great if you haven't. But if you haven't been, you would be the only person in history not to be discouraged. For the rest of us, though, the reality is that disappointment and discouragement hit us when things we had hoped for don't happen, when expectations fall short and we're left empty and lost, not knowing which way to go or which way to turn. And in those moments, not realizing it's happening at times, we often tend to move away from God, wandering instead through our day, seeking some direction, some help anywhere, happiness and hope anywhere we can find it, and often still coming up unfulfilled and empty. But what if we stayed? What if we stayed with God in those moments, especially in those times where we seem to be facing those giants of difficulty, storms of despair, walls and mountains of disappointments too high to climb? What if we trusted? What if we stayed? Like those two downcast travelers on the Emmaus Road did when Jesus joined them. Even though they weren't sure who he was, there was something about him which drew them to him and they wanted him to stay. What if when discouraged and disappointed or defeated, when our faith hits rock bottom, what if we did that? Just stayed next to him, watching and listening and waiting. What if we just stayed close to him? So how does Jesus deal with the discouragement of those two men? Well, his cure for their discouragement was reminding them of God's faithfulness. He told them the story of God's relationship with mankind, starting way back with Moses and all the prophets and what they said about him and his coming. He went way back over 1,500 years to the story of Moses and then forward because he knew that what they needed to hear is also what you need to hear and I need to hear. All of us need to hear when we are disappointed, discouraged, and when fear and uncertainty have us at a point where we don't know the next step to take. We need to remember, to be reminded of God's faithfulness throughout history, and to hear again that God has always been there with his children and is here now, always will be, and is in control. We need to hear that life's mishaps and tragedies are not a reason to bail out, to quit the team or toss in the towel. But then, especially then, we need to stay and press on with his hand still on the wheel of our lives, guiding and helping us through all that we will face, growing us more into who he created us to be and to living the life he intended us to live. Corrie Ten Boom, a Holocaust survivor whose family helped others escape to freedom from the Holocaust and saw her father and sister die at the hands of the Nazis, still found the courage to go on in life with God in the lead. She reminds us that, quote, when the train goes through a tunnel and the world gets dark, do you jump out? Of course not. You sit still and trust the engineer to get you through to the light at the end of the tunnel. You stay with God. Jesus told the story of God's faithfulness to those two men to remind them so they would know and we would know that no matter how dark it seems at times, the engineer, the God of all creation, has always been and is still at the wheel in control of the train. We will all have moments of darkness and doubt, struggles and heartaches, failures and fears, but the light will come. God is still there. Stay. Stay. The message Christ left with them that day on the Emmaus Road and leaves with us today is that in disappointments, unmet expectations, in doubts today and fears tomorrow, with the injuries and anxiety, heartaches, failures, all the missed shots, fumbles, blocked field goals, or strikeouts in life, in the discouragements of life of all kinds, remember his faithfulness and stay with God. Go back to the stories of God's never-ending faithfulness to his children through the ages, and we'll see that we weren't the first ones in history to weep, the first to feel beaten and discouraged, or in fear and feeling all alone in a dark tunnel, wondering what's next and if you'll ever see the light. When overwhelmed with it all, remember, my friends, God's faithfulness and stay with him. That's you and me standing on the shores of the Red Sea, overwhelmed and looking for peace in the uncertainty before us as the Israelite children were uncertain about their future, not knowing what to do or which way to go, and then miraculously crossing the Red Sea with God and Moses leading them and us to safety and a new day and life. Stay with God. Not sure what you believe anymore? Doubting God is even there at all? Well, that's you and me, like doubting Thomas, being shown the nail holes in Jesus' hand and putting his hand in Jesus' side, believing once again. Stay with him. Running from something you can't do or don't want to do, that's you and me, like Jonah, with God following and catching us in a big fish or some other way, turning us back to the purpose and the life he intends for us to live. Stay with God. Facing mountains you can't get beyond, that's you and me, like Joshua, scared to death and feeling totally inadequate to take over after Moses died, hearing God tell him to be strong and courageous because God would be with him wherever he went, and they all eventually crossed the Jordan River into the promised land. Stay. Stay with him. Feeling guilt-ridden and discouraged with too many broken promises, walls rising between you and God, like it seemed for King David in the times that he went astray, and the disciple Peter, who denied Christ three times, and so many others throughout history. That's you and me like them, with the walls now coming down through God's forgiveness and grace and help, restoring us to wholeness, to finish writing with God the story that he intends for the rest of our life. Remember and stay with God. God was there with all of them throughout history as he is with us today. So the next time life hits you or me full in the face, and it will, or maybe it's hitting you full in the face now, and we find ourselves discouraged or in doubt, like those two wanderers on the Emmaus Road, don't panic or walk away. Stay with God. Enter his presence and find his peace in the storms and watch the giants fall before you. Don't jump off the train. Trust him. Stay with the engineer. Remember what God has done before. Don't give up on yourself or others, and don't give up on God. He has been there all the time and will be there forever and ever. Remember and stay with him. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for the reminder, but it's always there. Your faithfulness throughout history, throughout our lives, has always been there. You've never left us. Thank you for this reminder. Thank you for all that you do for us and with us. Thank you, Lord. Help us in those moments that we maybe are having now or will have, just to always remember that you're there, that you've been faithful and you've gone nowhere. You've got your hands on the wheel of our life, and we just need to stay right there with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, knowing that not only have you always been there for us to stay with you, but are there now and will be in the future. Help us never to forget that, Lord, to remember and stay and remind others and help others with your help to do the same. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for your son. It's in his precious, precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.